الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد، نورك الساري ومددك الجاري، واجمعني به في كل أتواري وعلى آله وصحبه يا نور. This blessed salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in all of our different stages with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the maqsad and the goal and the aim of the true people of Allah, is that they be connected and affiliated to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every single one of their states. They don't want to have anything transpire in relation to them except that it is a means for them to be affiliated in the deepest and most spiritual sense of all. And ultimately, that the more and more that you spend time learning this blessed deen, when you start with alif, ba, ta, and you learn the basics, and then you continue to study throughout your life, the more and more, when you study with true scholars, the more and more you realize how central the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to this deen. And how important it is to establish a loving, living, heartfelt connection with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is when you see the true people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that transmit these ulum and these various sciences, some of which that we just heard about from Sheikh Uzair, is that this is how you see they are. These are people that have a very real and living relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that there is an outward dimension to that, and then there is an inward dimension to that as well. And what a blessing to be from the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a blessing to be from an ummah that has this unbroken chain back to them, such that we know with absolute certainty that he lived. We know with absolute certainty that hundreds, if not in the thousands of various statements that it is that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because according to one of the two opinions of the people of the science of hadith, the ulama, they say, is that if a hadith is sahih, you can be certain that our Prophet said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this blessed collection that we've been spent time reading over these past 10 days now, and tomorrow will be the 11th, and we'll do the khatam, inshallah ta'ala, after Asr, and all of you are encouraged to come. This is a special occasion, and this is a very blessed occasion. And inshallah ta'ala, we hope it will be a time of istijaba to dua, where prayers will be accepted, where we can come with all of our needs and all of the needs of the people that we know. And how many people do we know that are suffering in our own lives, people that we know, and then people that we hear about in the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's come together with the intention of dafa al-bala, that from the blessing of a finishing a complete reading, is that a ward off tribulations from us and from our family, loved ones, people that we know in the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that it also lead to salah al-muslimin, that Allah ta'ala rectify the state of our fellow believers from the east to the west. This great imam was someone who followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam closely. One of the scholars mentions a dream from the early periods is that someone saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was leaving a village. And Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari was walking behind him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his foot somewhere, that Imam al-Bukhari put his foot there. And then that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his other foot here, and then he would put his foot there, hakada. He was walking just behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and putting his feet exactly where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that placed his blessed feet. One of the meanings of that is that this book, and this is just one volume, it's three volumes for a total of about 7,500 hadith, is that this is one of the greatest preservations that we have, with the greatest manifestations of the preservation of the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we read this today, and as we read this, it just crossed my heart, is that it needs to be shared. It is a little bit of a longer hadith, but it relates to gatherings of goodness like this. And this is in the Kitab al-Da'awat, the chapter on supplications. And when you hear a hadith quoted, but then when you hear it quoted with the synod, it has a different impact upon you. So we're going to read this whole hadith, inshallah ta'ala, with a very brief translation. So it says, haddathana, meaning that he's been informed by this blessed individual, Qutaybah ibn Sa'id. Haddathana Jarir, an al-A'mash, an Abi Salih, an Abi Hurairah. So it goes back to the blessed companion who narrates more hadith than anyone else, Abu Huraira. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And so again, that we know these words are actual words that the best of creation said. Think about the implications of that. These words that we're about to hear were uttered from the blessed mouth of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, as we heard Sheikh Ozair said, is that everything he says, إِنْهُ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى, he receives revelation and he conveys it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his hadith and his words are one of the types of revelation. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً. Indeed, that Allah has angels. يَطُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرُقِ, is that they go about in the streets. Yani they wander about in the streets. يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلِ الذِّكَرِ. They are looking for the people of dhikr in both of its meanings, knowledge and remembrance. There's angels that are roaming, looking for the people of dhikr. Were the veil to be removed, this would be something people could witness. فَإِذَا وَجُدُوا قَوْمًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. Notice it's in the plural. And so if they see a people who are remembering Allah, تَنَادُوا, they call out to one another because they're roaming in a group. And they say, هَلُمُّوا إِلَى حَاجَتِكُمْ, that come to your need. قَالَ فَيُحَفُّونُهُمْ بِأَجْنِهَتِهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, is that they surround them and they encircle those people with their wings all the way extending to the السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, the terrestrial heaven. Allahu Akbar. Look at what our Prophet ﷺ is informing us of. This is something we believe in with absolute certainty, is that when people come together to remember Allah, this is what happens. The angels see them. And that the blessed gatherings of remembrance is that tatara'a, is that they shine light into the heaven and the angels know where they are. And then they're attracted to them because they are beings of light. And then they encircle these gatherings and that they that take care of them. And this meaning of that putting their wings around them, of all of the meanings of protection and blessing and all and all and on and on. قَالَ فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنْهُمْ. And so their Lord that asked them, and he knows better than them, مَا يُقُولُ عِبَادِي, what are my servants saying? قَالُوا يُقُولُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَكَ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيَحْمَدُونَكَ وَيَمَجِّدُونَكَ, is that they're doing tasbih and saying subhanallah. They're saying Allahu Akbar. They are praising you and they're glorifying you. What have we been doing from the beginning of the majlis other than remembering Allah, that supplicating Allah, sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَالْ, then Allah says, فَيُقُولْ هَلْ رَأُونِي. Allah asked the angels, and of course he knows better, is that have they seen me? فَيُقُولُونَ, the angels say, لَا وَاللَّهُ, no by Allah, مَا رَأُوكَ, they have not seen you. قَالْ فَيُقُولْ وَكَيْفْ لَوْ رَأُونِي, how would those blessed people be were they to have seen me? So then the angels say, لَوْ رَأُوكَ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ لَكَ عِبَادَةً وَأَشَدَّ لَكَ تَمْجِيدًا وَأَكْثَرَ لَكَ تَسْبِيحًا. Were they to have seen you, they would have worshipped you anymore. They would have glorified you even more and praised you even more. قَالَ فَيَقُولْ فَمَا يَسْأَلُونِي, what are they asking me? قَالَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, they're asking you for paradise. قَالَ يَقُولْ وَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا, and then Allah says to the angels, have they seen it? And they say, no, by Allah, O Lord, they have not seen it. And then Allah says to them, how would their state be were to they have seen it? He says that they would have even done more to be able to attain it and to seek it and have desired it even more. And then Allah Ta'ala says, what are they seeking refuge from? And they say, the angels, they're seeking refuge from the fire. قَالَ يُقُولْ وَهَلْ رَأُوهَا, have they seen the fire? And they say, no, by Allah, مَا رَأُوهَا, they have not seen it. قَالْ فَيُقُولُ فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا, how would they be were they to have seen it? And then the angels say, were they to have seen it, they would have fled from it further and had more fear of it. And then look at what Allah جل جلاله says to these blessed beings in his creation, these beings of light, angels. فَيُقُولُ
فأشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم. I am making you witnesses that I have forgiven them. Why do our teachers tell us so much about majalis? How important gatherings are? Because they're more aware of these realities. This is just one of many a hadith about this. They know how important these gatherings are and what you attain in them and the blessings that happen that are beyond our ability to ever truly perceive or know. And that this is that one of the great bounties, which is forgiveness of sins, and there's a long list of others that go along with it, but Allah that makes them bear witness that I have forgiven him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgives the sins of the people who gather for his sake. And then look at what the angels say. قَالِ يَقُولُ مَلَكُ مِنِ الْمَلَائِكَ. One angel says among those who are in the presence of Allah, فُلَانٌ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. There's someone who came that's not from them, meaning this person didn't even have the right intention. This person didn't even come to make dhikr, to remember Allah Ta'ala. They might have just come because there's someone there that's going to like sell them a car after, or that someone owes them money, or that they were just dragged here and didn't want to be here, whatever. Of all of it, there's someone from among them that's not even from them. إِنَّمَا جَالِي حَاجَةٌ. He came because he had a need. قَالْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this angel who brings us up. He says, هُمَ الْجُلَسَىٰ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. They are people that anyone who sits with them will never be damned. Meaning is that these were people that are going to be forgiven, even if they're not from them. This blessed hadith of our Prophet ﷺ, this is one example of many of the hadith in this blessed book, all of the hadith in this blessed book, that come from that blessed mouth of his and that blessed heart of his ﷺ, because the nature of prophethood is that it's teaching us things that were not to be for those realities that are being uttered by them, we wouldn't know them at all. Were not to be that our Prophet is telling us this, we wouldn't know this is transpiring. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala open up our hearts to these meanings and bless us to be able to realize the greatness of this deen and the greatness of the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has been bequeathed to us and that is still among us. And may we live our lives learning it and struggling for it and sacrificing so that these meanings can remain for the next generation and the generation after them and the generation after them, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and open the doors of His mercy to all of us and blesses to be from the people of dhikr, blesses to be people who are encircled by His angels, ya arhamar rahimeen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.